Proteomics is a very important area, both in terms of application and scale of projects in that area, but also because for mind code, it might allow an initial guesstimate of how much of the RNA DNA is used for coding a protein structures and how much is used for program code. It's probably impossible to make that distinction in a categorical way because there might be a tremendous amount of overlap, the exact same code being used both for program and for protein. It may be that program code is mixed in with protein building code, and if that is the case, it might really help the proteomics project in understanding what to ignore in the code that they're now trying to build structures for that don't make sense. It actually might be a really good place to start for trying to analyze some data. They probably have excellent quality data on a massive scale with maybe huge banks of unknown protein code, RNA, mRNA code association, so that you can play with those directly. And that maybe it might make it possible to identify markers in the program code that help to distinguish it, or patterns or markers or something in the program code that help to distinguish it from the protein building code.